USA Radio News with Tim Berg. We love you. We love you.
Thank you. We love you. I love you too.
Enthusiastic supporters showing up for President Trump's first event since being diagnosed with COVID-19 last week. President Trump, speaking from the White House balcony, says a vaccine is coming out very, very soon.
And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover, and the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time, as you know.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, campaigning in Pennsylvania, was asked about the president's event at the White House.
I think it's important the president make sure that he is clear. He is not a spreader like his... Like Dr. Fauci said, the super spreader event he had for the Supreme Court announcement.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
No deaths are being reported from Hurricane Delta. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he's very thankful, but noted people still need to be careful in the immediate aftermath. The storm made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane on Friday. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more on Category 2 storms.
A Category 2 hurricane is defined by winds of 96 to 110 miles per hour, not considered too extreme for those living in a hurricane zone, except this storm, Delta, is hitting the exact same area as Laura did back on August 26th, and she was a Cat 4 storm, leaving many still living in shambles, which means finding adequate shelter might have been tougher than normal. The good news, hurricane season ends on November 30th.
Full containment is drawing near for the Bobcat Fire in Los Angeles National Forest. The blaze has blackened over 115,000 acres and is listed at 90% containment. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Many legal experts agree it's going to be difficult to find something from federal court judge Amy Coney Barrett's past that would derail her elevation to the U.S. Supreme Court. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Hiram Sasser, executive counsel at First Liberty, tells us Judge Barrett's record was scrutinized 3 years ago when many of the same senators approved her position for the Chicago-based Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
I'm sure there will be a spectacle that some people will try to create, but in reality, it really should be almost perfunctory. But they won't let that happen.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham of South Carolina expects the committee will clear her nomination by October 26th. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A focus group of Michigan voters gave its reaction to the VP debate. These voters supported Obama in 2012, but backed Trump in 2016. One of the respondents saying Biden's not going to make it 4 years, so Kamala Harris is going to be president, and I have zero trust she can be president, so I'm picking the lesser of two evils at this point, that being Donald Trump. In NBA Finals action, the Miami Heat forced a Game 6, beating the Los Angeles Lakers on Friday night, 111-108. Game 6 set for Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.